Today with Sarah McInerney, weekdays from 10 on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the energy supply market in Ireland is booming, with a 13th supplier set to join the ranks from tomorrow. So with so much competition, you would expect customers to be reaping the rewards with cheaper gas and electricity. Yet, Ireland has the fourth highest energy prices in the EU. So what value is there for Irish customers, and why do so many of us stay loyal to one supplier instead of shopping around for a better deal? Well, here to tell us more is consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire. Siobhan, thank you for coming into us this morning. And as I mentioned, we have a new energy supplier in the market from tomorrow. So am I wrong in thinking 13? That's a huge number of suppliers for a small country.
Good morning, Sarah. It is chock-a-block. It is a proper crowded house. So Bright are the new tech-driven, 100% green electricity company that come on board tomorrow in partnership with Maxol. Now, you would think with so much competition, obviously, the consumer is going to reap the rewards and have much lower bills. I spoke with Dara Cassidy of bonkers.ie, the price comparison website, and he said to me that absolutely not. Unfortunately, this isn't the case. So as you mentioned, we have the highest electricity bills, fourth highest electricity bills in the EU. Those are figures from Eurostat. And we have the sixth or seventh highest gas bills in the EU, which is absolutely ludicrous given that we have access to our own gas fields here in Ireland.
So what's going on? Why are prices so expensive?
Well, there's one major issue is our over-reliance on imported fossil fuels. So that kind of leaves us very exposed to global prices, especially oil prices. A second thing, and what I really want to talk about today, is the fact that the consumer aren't really putting the heat under energy companies. We're staying very, very loyal to the one company instead of switching and saving. Now, the regulator, the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, brought out some analysis earlier this summer that basically found in March and April of this year that there were 25% fewer of us switching. Now, that makes absolute sense when you think about March and April, Sarah. We were all preoccupied with the early days of lockdown. So, you know, rooting out the electricity bill and looking to change your supplier probably wasn't top of your priority. But the thing is, if you do actually make the switch, you're looking at a saving of around €400 per annum, which is absolutely massive.
So we get all these adverts for cheaper gas and electricity from all the suppliers in the different market, but that's not keeping the competition low. So why aren't we making those savings that you're talking about?
Right. So we're not making the savings because, first of all, many of us think it's really complicated to actually switch, which it's not. The second thing is that the energy suppliers have us over a barrel, if you will, because we know that research shows that although prices have come down in energy, the wholesale market, they're not being passed on to the consumer. Again, bonkers.ie did a very good analysis of the market since winter of 2017 until mid-2019, energy prices went up three times, and that was as a result of spiraling gas prices. However, since the middle of last year until now, energy prices have come down significantly in the wholesale market, but they are not being passed on to the consumer. So while we have our companies all singing and all dancing about price reductions on your bills, they could be giving us a hell of a lot more.
Well, that's great to hear. Not at all. But still, as you say, there's savings to be made despite all that. There is savings to be made if you shop around. Is it complicated? Is it difficult?
Absolutely not. Get on to CRU.ie. That's the regulator's website. They have a switch-on campaign they've just launched, basically outlining how easy it is to switch. You can save over 4 years, over €1,000, and that's at the bare minimum of saving, Sarah. You can also get onto the price comparison websites, the Bonkers Switchers, Money Guide Ireland, and they've done the homework for you. They've basically, they're keeping track of all the up-to-date price reductions and what's the best value in the market. So it's all very easy. Or do it yourself. Call up the supplier, have your bill in front of you because you'll need all your numbers, your meter readings, and just ask for their best offer for new customers and switch from there.
And what about if you're with your current guys, is it worth giving them a call to see will they give you a better price?
Haggle, haggle, haggle by all means. Tell them you're aware they're offering new customers a pretty good deal. Say you've been loyal for X amount of years, you're already starting to shop around. even if you're not, and say you would like a reduction, I guarantee you, you will get it.
And what about people then who might be out there who would find even bonkers.ie a little bit complicated to go look at? And, you know, even if you do it yourself, sometimes it can be difficult to figure out, you know, megabytes or whatever it is that they're comparing. Is there any other way of doing it?
Well, just pick up the phone and call a supplier, ask them what they're offering new customers, and then from there, say to them, if you know, if it sounds good, you can say, look, I will absolutely move with you, and they will organise all the move. Okay. And you're not going to be left in the dark. You're not going to have your electricity cut off or gas cut off.
So talk me through then some of the savings you could look at from this.
Right, OK. Well, let's look at, as of the 29th of June, Energia is one of the cheapest in the market. They're offering 40% off standard electricity, 39% off standard gas. There's Iberdrola, which is a Spanish company that trades as Scottish power in the UK. They're offering a €215 cash back if you switch, and you can save over €740 in the first year. Likewise, on electricity, we have Glow Power, Energia and B Energy, all offering cashback and discounts. Pretty much all of them are in the market for offering really good deals, Sarah, to new customers, only new customers. So there is no point in remaining loyal.
And then do you have to sign a contract for a long period of time or is it generally a year?
That's a really good point. So the idea of switching and saving, if you really want to make money, is to move after every 12 months. So and put it in your calendar. Switch after 12 months, then switch again, and you're looking at, as the CRU has pointed out, over €1,000 over 4 years.
Okay, so one of the big things really, isn't it, Siobhan, is to keep your bill when it comes in the door or when you get the email, so you have all your details there. Don't delete it or tear it up and put it in the bin.
Absolutely, yeah. All you need is to have the gas point reference number, if it's gas you're switching, or the meter point reference number, if it's electricity you're switching, and a recent meter reading.
Okay, and all of that will be on your bill, as
absolutely.
You say. Okay, brilliant. Siobhan Maguire, consumer journalist, thank you very much for joining us with that excellent advice. And everyone at home right now, if you have 5 minutes, go check out your bill, go check out what scheme you're on and see if you can save yourself €400. Siobhan, thank you very much. We'll go now to Brian Jennings in the newsroom.